I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the best of late-night Christmas. Searching for that last-minute gift? Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon have some recommendations. And if you love holiday songs, check out today's podcast bonus. James Corden and his sidekick Reggie Watts in carpool karaoke with celeb singers Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, and Justin Bieber, among others. Listen to Colbert, Fallon, Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, and Conan O'Brien deliver the late-night holiday laughs.
We're so close to Christmas. You remember Christmas, that thing people used to get excited about before Star Wars came back? There will be a full moon on Christmas this year. The last time that happened was in 1977, which is also the year the first Star Wars movie came out. Now we have this one's out, and we have another full moon. It's like an epidemic. It really is.
We're just 1 week away from Christmas. That's it, 1 week away. Which means today is that special day when husbands tell their wives, I give up, just tell me what you want. I have no idea, I have no clue.
We are only 1 week away from Christmas. This is the time when we really begin to cherish our family and friends by rushing out to CVS to buy gift cards and finding the only ones left are for Subway and Dick's Sporting Goods. Merry Christmas, Nana. Enjoy your $5 footlong as you browse through the warm-up pants.
It's hard to get any work done today because, you know, we had our office Secret Santa gift exchange, and there were cookies and pretzels and chocolates dipped in chocolate, and I had a pie today made out of the crust was made out of like graham cracker, and then it was filled with diabetes. It was delicious.
In California, a woman took an entire week to transform her parents' home into a gingerbread house. Yes. And when they saw their house, Mr. and Mrs. Feingold were pissed. Because that's a Jewish name. It's a Christmas tradition.
Christmas is that magical time of the year when we're forced to spend money we don't want to spend, to travel to places we don't want to go, to see the people we really don't want to see. The holidays can be very stressful, it's true, and that's why I think it's important to take a moment to take a breath. Can you give me a little bit of music, Jeff? Everyone take a breath and just relax and pay attention to my words. You're going home for Christmas. Yeah, your mother will be there, but you know what? She loves you. She's crazy, but she means well. You've done so much this year. You're an adult now. You're not a child anymore. You can take care of yourself. You don't have to listen to other people. People will be drunk at Christmas time. Uncomfortable moments will be had, but we'll focus on the good things, the positive things, like the fact that every second with your family is 1 second closer to when you leave your family and fly far, far away. And then you'll have almost a whole year to yourselves. You'll get through this. You always do. You feel better?
You enjoy this special holiday carpool karaoke. Oh, my God.
Reggie, Christmas time.
Been a big year.
Yeah, it's been a big year. A lot of shows.
Mm.
Snow.
Mm.
Gifts.
Do you know my favorite thing about Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas music.
Probably don't have a way of experiencing that, but it's cool to think about.
You could see if there's any on the radio.
That would be awesome. Let's try it.
Well, what do you know?
Oh.
What?
Wow,
this is crazy.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Want you out, shine it right. Heavenly moves around you, boy.
snogging's on.
Look at these two snogging on the curb there, look.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show. And tune in on December 30th for the last Punchlines of 2015, a roundup of the best laughs of the year.